This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Mafsikim La Peah. Peah must be left from each field individually. One may not leave a double portion from one field and nothing from the other. So the following things separate between two areas, such that they are considered two different fields, each requiring its own peah. Hanachal, v'hashlilus, v'derech hayochid, v'derech harabim, u'shvil harabim, u'shvil hayochid hakavuya b'mois hachama u'b'mois hageshamim, v'habor, v'haner, v'zera acher. So let's go through them. A river, a canal, a private road, which is 4 amos wide, a public road, which is 16 amos wide, or public or private paths, even though they are narrow, provided that the paths are used during the summer and the winter. Also fallow land, a plowed furrow, and an area planted with a different kind of seed. V'hakoytzer la shachas mavsik divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir said that if a person harvests parts of his crop before it is ripe in order to feed it to his animals, it divides between the remaining crop on either side. V'chachamim oimrim einoi mafsik eleim kein chorosh. The Chachamim argue that it only divides if he then plows again the area that he harvested. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Amas Hamayim she'ena yecholo li'katzer ka'achas, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda argued that a water canal divides a field only if it is so wide that a person standing in the middle cannot reach both sides to harvest them. The chol ha-horim asher b'ma'ader ye odeirun af al pi she'en ha-bochkor yochol la'avar b'kelov hu neisen peya la-kol. If a field is divided by a mountain that can be plowed by hand, even though an ox cannot climb over it with a plow, a single peah still may be given for both sides. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hakol mafsik lezroyim, ve'enoi mafsik le'ilon, ela geder. The things listed above divide seeded fields, but only a fence divides an orchard. V'im haya seir kaisesh, einay mafsik, elanaisen peya lakol. If branches from trees on both sides of the fence reach over to tangle with one another, a single peya may be given for both sides. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ve lecheruvin kol haroyin ze eze. Carob trees that are within sight of one another are considered as one field, even if they are separated by a fence, such that a single peah then may be given for them all. Omar Rabban Gamliel, Nohagen Hoya Beis Abba, Noisnin Peya Achas, Lazeisim, Shahoya Lohem Bechol Ruach, Vele Cheruvin, Kol Haroyin Ze Eze. Rabban Gamliel said that his father would give a separate peya for the olive trees he had on each side of the city, and for all his caribs that were within sight of one another. Reb Eliezer Berb Tzadik Oymer Mishmoi Af Lecheruvin Shehoy Elohem B'chol Ho'ir. Reb Eliezer ben Reb Tzadik said in his name that his father would give a single payah for all his caribs in the city, even if they were out of sight of one another. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalad. Masechtas Peah, Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. Hazayreya Esadeu Min Echod, Afal Pi Shehu Oseu Shtei Granois, Noisim Peah Echos. If a person plants his field with one kind of crop, even if he gathered it into two threshing piles in two different harvests, he may leave a single payer for it all. Zira shnei minin, afal pi she'osan garin achas, noisin shtei payers. If he plants two kinds of crops, even if then he gathers it all into one pile, he must leave a separate payer for each one. Hazoreya esodeu shnei mine chitin, asoon goyren achas, noisin peya achas, shtei gronois, noisin shtei peyes. If he planted two species of wheat, then it will depend. If he gathers them into one big pile, he may leave a single payah for both. But if he gathers them into two separate piles, he must leave two separate payahs. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Maisa Shazor Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Lefneirim Gamliel V'olu Lishkas Hagozes V'Shoalu. It happened in the days of Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Shimon Ish Mitzvah planted his field, and this is the question that arose. They went to ask in the chamber of Hewstone, that's the Lishkas Hagozes, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. Omer Nachum Lalavlavor Mekubalani Merebi Meyoshio Shekibo Ma'aba Shekibo Menazugas Shekibo Menanavim Halachal Moshe Mesinai Bezoirei Esadeu Shnei Minechidin Im Osim Goren Achas Noisim Pei Achas Shtei Gornos Noisim Shtei Peis. They were told by Nachum the scribe that I received the tradition from Remiasho, who received it from his own father, who received it from the peers, which are the Chachamim listed at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, who received it as Halacha Moshe ben Sinai, that if a person plants two species of wheat and gathers them into one pile, he leaves one peah. If he gathers them into two piles, he must leave two peahs, and that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Sada shekatsru agayim, or katsua listim, kisuma nemalim, shibarta haruach obehema petura. If a field was harvested by goyim for themselves, or bandits, robbers, or the crops were knocked down by ants, or knocked down by the wind, or it was cut down by an animal, the owner is potter, he's exempt from leaving peah from the produce that was knocked down to the ground. Kotza chetzia, v'kotzu listim chetzia, pitura, shechayves ha-peah, bakoma. Even if the owner harvested half the field, and then bandits harvested the other half, the owner is exempt from payah, since when he harvested, his obligation was to leave payah from what remained attached to the ground, which the bandits are the ones who cut that down when they stole it. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Katsu alistim chetzia, v'katzer hu chetzia. Naisin Peah, mema shekatzer. If bandits harvested half, and then the owner harvested the other half, he must leave Peah from the half that he harvested. Katzer chetzia, umocha chetzia, halokeach naisin Peah lakol. If the owner harvested half and then sold the other half, the buyer must leave peah for the entire field. Kotza chetzio v'hikdish chetzio hapoida mi'ad hagizbor hu noisen peah lakol. If the owner harvested half and then sanctified the other half to the Beis Hamikdash, then whoever redeems it must leave peah for the entire field. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.